Anita Farfán gave up her job as an executive secretary to become what she calls a transformer. Making these mountains of plastic waste disappear is impossible. But at this small factory on the outskirts of Santiago, Farfán and her partners transform it into wood, except that it only looks like it.
Recyclable plastic is everywhere, and its properties are even better than those of wood. For example, can you believe that this plastic wood is more resistant, it doesn't chip or bend, or allow microorganisms to contaminate it, and it won't swell because it's waterproof?
We test it for ourselves.
I'm going to see how strong this stuff is. Not a scratch.
No marks.
The plastic waste is minced into minute particles and then melted before it's turned into these wood-like slabs. They're being used by NGOs for rollable boardwalks or furniture.
Let's see what we've got here. This is a motor oil container, fabric softener, chlorine, there's lots of that, more, and lots of little yogurt, liquid yogurt jars. Tons of detergent, shampoo, hair conditioner, the sort of things people use every single day. But the problem is there's no way to make it disappear.
Plastic doesn't disintegrate, not even in hundreds of years.
This is plastic number 7, because it has polyethylene and aluminium. Nobody recycles this. It goes straight to the rubbish dumps or the ocean.
The Revalora Foundation produces eco wood out of waste no one wants, making picnic tables, desks, flower pots, while teaching children at schools all over Chile the value of recycling.
This is more or less what a single person throws out every week, and so we invite children to put it in these bottles, press it in, and we pick it up at their schools, and we transform it into this, which we call eco wood.
Collection centers are being set up everywhere, but critics say this type of circular economy has a fundamental flaw.
It doesn't promote a fundamental change in our consumption habits. If we continue generating the same amount of waste without changing the productive model that generates it, we're just kicking the ball forward.
Perhaps, but there's one important advantage to the still fledgling industry made from waste. It should help reduce the need to cut down more trees. Yet another environmental casualty of our times. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Santiago.